Well, finally today, let's talk a little bit about cutting-edge research at Massachusetts General Hospital, because that's where researchers are launching a big clinical trial that could open the door to a new treatment for type 1 diabetes, but they'll be using a century-old vaccine.
And joining us now with more on this is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony. Hey, Meghna.
So a potential treatment for type 1 diabetes seems like really big news. What's the story here?
Right. Well, it may be big news. We always have to wait and see with these clinical trials. The story is basically that, first of all, type 1 diabetes, it's what used to be called juvenile diabetes. It tends to hit young people, although it can strike adults. And it's an autoimmune disorder in which your immune system attacks your cells that make insulin. So this clinical trial is going to be trying a vaccine, but not for prevention. It's actually for people who already have the disease, and the aim is to use the vaccine to control their blood sugar better. Now, this is a phase 2 trial, meaning that it's not just about safety, it's actually looking for effectiveness.
Now, Carrie, tell us about this drug that's been around for 100 years. How does it work?
Right. So it's actually a vaccine against tuberculosis, and it's known by the initials BCG. Now, forgive me for the butchery of French that I'm about to commit, but it's the Bacillus Calmette-Guérin. And I spoke with the lead researcher on the trial, Denise Faustman. She's the chief of the immunobiology labs at Mass General, and she gave me the backstory. She says that after years of work, she and her team discovered that people with type 1 diabetes apparently have a deficiency of a hormone-like substance called TNF, for tumor necrosis factor.
And so we were like, okay, how do we give back TNF? Do we go out and manufacture TNF? And then we realized that there was an old-fashioned vaccine that was developed for tuberculosis prevention over 100 years ago, that when people get that vaccine, they make TNF. They make more of this missing hormone.
Carrie, this is kind of remarkable.
It's
that
amazing.
A century-old TB vaccine is where Dr. Faustman and her team looked for TNF or something that affects TNF, rather than developing a new drug?
Right. Well, this is actually a fairly common process now in drug discovery, which is that researchers, they figure out a biological mechanism, and then they go and they screen loads of existing drugs for possible effects on that mechanism that they're hoping to treat. And that's what Denise Faustman's team did. They looked on the shelf, so to speak, but it's a very, very, very big shelf with thousands of possible substances on it. But you can understand why they'd want to do that, because it's so hard to get approval and safety tests and so on for a new drug.
Oh, these are already out there.
Right, exactly.
Why don't we just go for the cheap, safe one so that we don't get bogged down in long manufacturing and we don't get bogged down in having to do lots of primate studies, because we know this vaccine is impeccably safe.
In fact, she says there have been billions of doses of that vaccine given over the last century. So she knows the safety record is good. The stuff's been around for a long time. And now the big question is whether it will actually be effective on type 1 diabetes.
And Carrie, I understand that this drug is actually a bacterium. Tell us more about that.
Right. So Dr. Faustman says she thinks of it this way, that humans evolved with different bacteria all around them. And some of them, like this bug BCG, are good for us. But she explains that in the last 20 years or so, we've started to purify all our water, clean the dirt, Purell everything, right?
Too much right. Hand sanitizer.
Yep. And that means that we don't interact with these mycobacteria, which would normally be found in dirt and other places, as much.
As you clean up your environment, you know, the people that have a spray can of Purell sterilizing every high chair for their toddlers, you are now taking away one of the good bugs that help mold your immune system. So we're putting back in something that you interacted with from the dirt for the last million years.
So this ties into that hygiene hypothesis that you've heard a lot about lately. And she believes, and many people believe, that there's been a rise in the prevalence of allergies and other autoimmune diseases because we're just not getting enough dirt.
Right. Okay, so Carrie, it's very easy to get excited about this kind of research and anticipate nothing but positive results. But we should just be clear about this. I mean, is Dr. Faustman at all saying this could be a cure for type 1 diabetes?
No, she's really not saying a cure. She's saying that there could be significant alleviation of the symptoms. What she's looking for is significantly better control of blood sugar. But it's true that there have been many apparently promising possible treatments for type 1 diabetes. There have been some advances, but you know, you can understand how people in the diabetes community might be skeptical at this point.
And Carrie, do we have an idea? Is there a clear timeline when this might actually come online and be available?
Dr. Fassman is saying probably within about 5 years, although, you know, these clinical trials have been known to, if they show amazing results, you may be able to speed them up. If they're not so amazing, you may want to slow them down. We're looking at it several years seems realistic.
In the U.S., you literally can't get BCG right now. But what we keep telling everybody is, we're actually, for clinical trials, moving pretty fast. And it's not like trials that have to move slowly because of concerns of safety. And it's not like, you know, a privileged therapy. You know, if we're successful, it'll be available for all very rapidly.
And Meghna, I should just add a couple of things. This will be for people between ages 18 and 65, and there will be some placebos as well.
Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Carrie, as always, great to have you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you can find a link to Carrie's Common Health post on our website, radioboston.org.
Adventures from the Edge of Science with Carrie Goldberg. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.